Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Bram Goldar, and today Masechus Megillah Daf Yadav, the first parak Megillah Nikres. The Zichud Masechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichud Chabura. So the three daf we're going to focus on: number one, the Gemara continues bringing the pesukim that various Maharim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk: "Ulma'asim ulga'altim ulchalosam. I will have not been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them." It was taught in a brisa, "Ulma'asim, I have not been disgusted by them," refers to the time of the Kazdim, for I appointed with Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah to save them. "Ulga'altim, nor will I have rejected them," as in the time of the Greeks, for I appointed Shimon at Tzadik and the Chashmonai and his sons and Mattathiah Kohen Gadol to save them. "Ulchalosam, to destroy them in the days of Haman, for I appointed Mordechai and Esther to save them. After Brisi Itam Tanal my bris with them in the times of the Persians, for I appointed the school Rebbe and the Chachamim of various generations to save them. Ki ani Hashem Alkehem, for I am Hashem their God. Lasan Lavo in the future time to come, She'en Kol Uma V'Lashin Yachol Rishma Behem, when no nation or tongue will be able to rule over them." Point number two is Tanah writes that Shloshim Malchu B'Kipa, three kings ruled the entire world: Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. After bringing Pesukim to support this, Gemara asks, "What about Shlomo HaMelech?" The Gemara answers, "Losalk Mochusei." Shlomo's reign was not completed, referring to Shlomo HaMelech being deposed by the demon Ashmada, as is related in Gittin Daf Samaches Samabes. The Gemara objects, saying that this answer is only in accordance with the one who holds that Shlomo never regained his malchus. But what's the answer according to the one who holds that Shlomo was reinstated as Melech? It answers that Shlomo had a unique aspect to his reign, Shemalch El Yonim Val Tachtonim, that he ruled over the upper beings, which Rashi defines as demons, as well as the lower beings. For it's written in the Pasuk, Yeshiv Shlomo al Kisei Hashem, and Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. Since Shlomo's reign was qualitatively different, he was not included in the list of kings who reigned over the entire world. And point number three, after the Gemara explains how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years of Gaulus, which led to his downfall, it relates how Achashverosh said that he would not make the same mistake of counting from Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Since the Pasuk said Lebavel and not Lemalchus Bavel, it refers to the exile of Bavel, which began with the exile of Jehoiachin, which occurred in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. According to Achashverosh, the 70 years were completed 8 years later by inserting one remaining year in Belshazzar's reign, which Belshazzar did not include, the 5 years of Dariavash and Koresh's rule, and the 2 years of his reign. When he saw the Jews had not been redeemed, he did as Belshazzar did and brought out the kelim from the base of Migdash for the royal banquet. Ba'asatim rikad benen b'harages Vashti. The Satan came and danced among them and killed Vashti. The Gemara clarifies that Achashverosh should have counted the 7 years from the destruction of the base of Migdash, which occurred 11 years later. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara continues bringing the psukim that various Amorim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk: "Ulma'asim ulga'altim ulchalosam. I will not have been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them." It was taught in a brisa, "Ulma'asim, I will not have been disgusted by them," refers to the time of the Kazdim, for I appointed for them Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah to save them. "Ulga'altim, nor will I have rejected them," in the time of the Greeks, for I appointed Shimon and Tzadik and the Chashmonai and his sons and Mattathiah Kohen Gadol to save them. "Ulchalosam, to destroy them in the days of Haman, for I appointed Mordechai and Esther to save them. After Brisi Itam to annul my bris with them in the times of the Persians, for I appointed the school of Rebbe and the Chachamim of various generations to save them. Ki ani Hashem Alkehem, for I am Hashem their God, Lasi Labo in the future time to come, She'en Kol Uma V'Lashin Yachol Rishcha Behem, when no nation or tongue will be able to rule over them." Point number two is Tana Braisa, Shloshim Malko Bekipa, three kings ruled the entire world: Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. After bringing Pesukim to support this, Gemara asks, "What about Shlomo HaMelech?" The Gemara answers, "Losalk Malchusei. Shlomo's reign was not completed," referring to Shlomo HaMelech being deposed by the demon Ashmedai, as is related in Gittin Daf Samaches Samabes. The Gemara objects, saying that this answer is only in accordance with the one who holds that Shlomo never regained his malchus. But what is the answer according to the one who holds that Shlomo was reinstated as Melech? It answers that Shlomo had a unique aspect to his reign, Shamalka al Yonim va'al Tachtonim, that he ruled over the upper beings, which Rashi defines as demons, as well as the lower beings. For it's written in the Pasuk, Yeshiv Shlomo al Kisei Hashem, and Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. Since Shlomo's reign was qualitatively different, he was not included in the list of kings who reigned over the entire world. And point number three, after the Gemara explains how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years of Gaulus, which led to his downfall, it relates how Achashverosh said that he would not make the same mistake of counting from Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Since the Pasuk said Lebavel and not Lemalchus Bavel, it refers to the exile of Bavel, which would begin with the exile of Jehoiachin, which occurred in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. According to Achashverosh, the 70 years were completed 8 years later by inserting one remaining year in Belshazzar's reign, which Belshazzar did not include, the 5 years of Dariavash and Koresh's rule, and the 2 years of his reign. When he saw the Jews had not been redeemed, he did as Belshazzar did and brought out the kelim from the base of Migdash for the royal banquet. Basatim rikad benehen v'harugas Vashti. The Satan came and danced among them and killed Vashti. The Gemara clarifies that Ahasuerus should have counted the 7 years from the destruction of the base of Migdash, which occurred 11 years later. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Yudolf, and our standard Simur is stars, because of the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So stars is our Simur. So here goes. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king, who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years. So once again, slow motion. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Stars of David? That must be on Daf Yudolf. Stars. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, which reminds us, the Gemara continues bringing the psukim that various Amoraim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk: "Lema'astim lo ga'altim u'chalasam, I will have not been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them." He darshaned out how in every galus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would appoint various leaders to save us, and in the future, no one will be able to rule over us. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, which reminds us Shlomo Melech was not included in the list of 3 kings that ruled the entire world either because he was deposed by the demon Ashmedai and never regained his malchus, or he did regain his malchus, but his malchus was qualitatively different in that he also ruled the upper beings, meaning the demons. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king, who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years. Which reminds us, the Gemara goes through how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years by counting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and how Ahasuerus miscalculated when he counted from the beginning of Gaul's bubble, which began with the exile of Jehoiachin 8 years later. The count of the 7 years began with the destruction of the base of Migdash. So once again, the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king, who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years. All right, now it's time for a 4-block back Chazara. Dav Zayin. So the Simur Dav Zayin is a gun because clay Zayin is a weapon. So we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards with machine guns. Guns? That must be one Dav Zayin. Clay Zayin. The armed guards with machine guns protecting the general who is writing his 4th book, about his famous battle, which reminds us that Esther sent to the Chachamim, Kivuni Lodoros or Kisvuni Lodoros, write me, referring to the story of Purim, for generations, and that they were reluctant to do so because the Pasuk refers to the Battle of Amalek being written only 3 times, until they learned the Pasuk, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, write this as a memorial in a Sefer, in which they darsh an allusion to the Battle of Amalek being written a 4th time. So the armed guards with machine guns, who protecting the general, who was writing his 4th book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds, that they were plotting against him. Which reminds us that the Tanaim held Esther Baruch HaKodesh Na'amra. Megillas Esther was written with Ruch HaKodesh, since there are things written that no one could have known about, such as Mordechai knowing about Bigson and Seresh's plot to assassinate Ahasuerus. Shmuel said that if he had been present when the Tanaim presented their psukim, he would have bested them all, and said that it says in the pasuk Kimu V'Kibu, they establish and accept, which means Kimu L'mala Mashikibu L'mata. They confirmed above in the basin Shalmala what the Jews accepted down below, referring to the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara continues by showing that each of the Tanaim sources are not conclusive. So the armed guards with machine guns protecting the general, who was writing his 4th book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds when they're plotting against him, and that he could become quite dangerous when he got drunk. Which reminds us, Rava said, Mechai Vini Shabasume Vapuria, one is chai to get drunk with wine on Purim, Adul Yada Ben Aur Haman will Baruch Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between cursed as Haman and blessed as Mordechai. And the Gemara brings the Maisel Rabba, Shechtim, Rabbi Zerah at a Suda when they both became drunk. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The baker, Challah, that must be more on Dav Ches. The baker closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his Nadir, which reminds us that the Mishnah stated that there's no difference between Nadarim and Nadavas, except in the case of Nadarim, one is responsible for them, meaning that in the event that the animal set aside as a carbon dies or becomes lost, the person is liable to bring another one in its place. And in the case of Nadavos, one is not responsible for them. This is learned from the word Alav in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, since he said a lie upon me, it's as if he said, the burden of responsibility is on his shoulders. So the baker closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds were becoming a zav with 3 emissions, which reminds us, the 3rd mission states, Ein bein zav arosh derius l'rosh shalosh el carbon. There's no difference between a zav who sees 2 emissions and a zav who sees 3 emissions, except for the chiv to bring a carbon. A zav who has shalosh rios must bring a pair of bird offerings after counting 7 clean days. The pasuk mentions two omissions and calls a person tameh, and it mentions three omissions and calls a person tameh. So if he's already tameh after two omissions, why is it necessary to call him tameh after three omissions? The Gemara answers, shtayim tuma b'shalosh a karban. This teaches that the two omissions make him tameh, whereas the three omissions make him chayiv in a karban. So the baker closed his shop to shoulder his responsibility to bring up a replacement for his neder, as well as a pair of birds for becoming a zav with three omissions. Didn't forget to send a get well challah to his Matsura Muchlat friend with long hair and torn garments, which reminds us that the fourth mission teaches that the only difference between a Matsura Muskar, a confined Matsura, and a Matsura Muchlat, a confirmed Matsura, is Priya Ufrima, letting his hair grow and rending his garments. Rava says that the source for the distinction that a Matsura Muskar is pater from both is derived from the pasuk that states, Matsarua Asher Boha Nega, and the Tsarua that is in him the affliction, his garment shall be torn and the hair of his head shall be uncut. This implies that Misha Sarasa Tkuya Bagufo, that only the one whose saras is in his body and therefore requires healing, is required to tear his clothing and grow his hair long. Daf Tes, and the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The 72 cups of tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms, which reminds us it was only permitted to write a Sefer Torah in Greek because of the incident with Talmai HaMelech when he put the 72 Zakenim in 72 separate rooms to translate the Torah into Greek. So the 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms were filled from a huge teapot in a tent with beautiful Greek writing on it, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's reason for permitting the Torah to be written in Greek and not in any other language is based on the pasuk that states, Yafdel kimo yefes v'yishkom ba'ohol Hashem. May Hashem expand yefes and he will dwell in the tents of shame. This means, Dvarav shall yefes yu ba'ohol Hashem. The words of yefes, referring to his language, shall be in the tents of shame. So the 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms were filled from a huge teapot in a tent with beautiful Greek writing on it by a high priest with anointing oil on his head who knew if he made and followed one wrong psak, he'd have to offer up his prize bull. Which reminds us, the next mission states there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol anointed with the Shemen and Mishcha and the Kohen Gadol invested through the wearing of additional begadim except the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs. Rashi explains that the Kohen Gadol that was anointed who then errs in psak in halacha, where the punishment is karis when done amazed, and then acts in accordance with his wrong psak, he must bring a bull as a chattas. And the Gemara infers from here, when it comes to the par Yom Kippur, in the Sirus Eifa, both the anointed Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol invested by the additional begadim are identical in that these offerings apply to both. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that the Kedusha of Shiloh has a heter after it, which means that after its destruction, Bamos were permitted again, whereas the Kedusha of Yerushalayim has no permit after it, meaning after its destruction, Bamos are still prohibited. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that he heard that one may bring offerings in the Temple of Chonyo nowadays, since the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Rabbi Yitzchak holds like those that base Chonyo was not a base of Avodah Zorah, and he also holds Kedusha Rishonah Kishul Shaitavol Kishul Asim Lavo, that the initial sanctification of Yerushalayim and the base of Mikdash was for as long as the temple stood, but not a Kedusha for all future time. But Rabbi Yitzchak eventually retracted his opinion based in part because of the Mishnah. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a principle based on the opening pasuk in the Megillah that wherever the phrase Vayihi Bimei and it was in the days is used, that a painful episode is being introduced. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei when a painting of the ancient kingdom of Babylon fell to the floor with a dead queen in the picture, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan opened his shiur on the Megillah with the following pasuk: "V'kamti alem hikrati lebavo shem v'sher v'nin v'nechet num Hashem. For I will rise up against them and cut them off from bavo, name, relative, offspring, and descendants," says Hashem. Name, Zeuxav, this refers to abolishing the Babylonian script. Relative refers to their language disappearing. Offspring refers to their kingdom. V'nechet and descendant refers to Vashti, who is a descendant of Nebuchadnezzar. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman-Zimcha wishing you a great day and great learning.